Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, come on, let us rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And tell you what, we try to have a theme for each and every program, and today we are going to be focusing on just one of those Scriptures that just reaches out and just grabs you and your hearts. Let's see, Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." It's kind of funny, in the world we live in today, a lot of people are trying to please other individuals, and there are people who want to please God by doing religious activity. But the Bible says here in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God." So we're going to be focusing on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 today. So I want you to pull up another chair, invite a friend, and I hope you enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Spread through all the earth abroad.
Yes, this, of course, is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hey, happy Sunday to you. This already 17th day of February 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're focusing on Hebrews 11:6. It says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." I'll tell you what, one of the greatest stories of the Bible is David and Goliath. Can I get an amen? I mean, it's such a great story, in fact, that the world has come to make common sense of it. A prime example of this is when the underdog faces an invincible champion in just about any sport on national television, and the commentators always seem to mention of David and Goliath. Now, imagine the scene at the time of David. The children of Israel were small compared to the Philistines, and here they are faced with this enormously frightened-looking giant Goliath, the champion of the Philistines. All the Israelites shook in their sandals, saying, "Goliath is too big for us to hit," all but one young little David. Instead of fearing Goliath's enormity, David saw his size to be an advantage. He said, "On the contrary, Goliath is too big to miss." That day, David became a hero for the Israelites, and his name will be well remembered even to this day. Friend, it all depends on our viewpoint. The way we see our circumstances, we can either walk in doubt asking, "God, can you do this thing?" or walk in faith proclaiming, "God surely will." Friend, we all have some scary Goliaths to face in our lives every single day for some of us. You may be facing one right now as I speak. Have faith, my friend. Yeah, have faith. In our greatest distresses, God wants to show himself powerful. So let's walk in faith for his victory.
How wide is your love that you would stretch your arms? Go around the world, and why for me? But a Savior's cry be heard. I don't know why you went where I was meant to go. I don't know why you love me so. Those were my nails, was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. After you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. How deep is your grace that you could see my need and choose to take my for me? These words I'd hear you say, "Father, no, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I will go because I love them so. Those were my nails, that was my crown, pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. After you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. Mm-hmm. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scars, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. My shame, my blame on my cross. After you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross.
What a beautiful song. It's FFH. That's the name of that group. It's called On My Cross, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. How you doing today, friend? You having a good weekend? Hanging in there? Yeah. Yesterday we celebrated our, now 7-year-old's birthday. Yeah, Hannah turned 7 over the weekend, and we had a great birthday party for her, made her favorite cupcakes, and it was really nice. So, yeah, great weekend for us, and I pray it's the same for you and your family. Today we are focusing on Hebrews 11:6, where it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." D.L. Moody, oh, I love D.L. Moody, spent many hours praying for faith. He once said, "If all the time I have spent praying for faith was put together, it would be months. I thought that someday faith was going to come down and strike me like lightning, but faith did not come. Then one day I read the 10th chapter of Romans, where it says, 'So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.' I now opened my Bible and began to read God's word, and faith has been growing ever since." Wow. Much of what believers describe as faith has nothing to do with biblical faith. Our faith must not be based on emotion or want, and not on the latest Christian seminar, but it must be centered on God's word, on Messiah, his death and resurrection, his salvation. The living word is the eternal, everlasting love of God, which has been poured out upon our lives. Read, hear, apply, and live the word, and you will grow strong in your faith.
Great is the Lord, he is holy and just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love.
Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves his love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice.
Hello, my name is Hannah, and you're listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Great News Radio.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior,
Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Happy Sunday to you. This already 17th day of February 2013. Today we are focusing on Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 where it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God." When Peter stepped out of the boat to walk on water, he literally stepped out of the boat. I mean, imagine that. But was Peter going overboard? No, I don't believe so. He was literally taking a step of faith with his eyes fixed on the Lord. Friend, often when we step out in faith, it may appear that we are going overboard, but are we really? Honestly, the question is, can you really go overboard in your faith towards God? I don't think so. When our passion is no longer on the Lord, that's when we begin to go overboard and sink. When you love the Lord God with all of your heart, mind, and soul, it's okay to step out and go all out for God, because in God, the only way to go overboard is to not go overboard enough. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Radio. Amen. As the deer, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for joining me. My name is Joey Kroll. It's always a pleasure to spend some time. Friend, thank you so much for joining me. My name is Joey Kroll. It's always a pleasure to spend some time here with you as part of our weekend, our Sunday. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great rest of your weekend.